Are you concerned that nativity scenes aren't being displayed in public places? Why not display one at your church or your home? The Outdoor Nativity Store produces durable, affordable, and American-made outdoor nativities for Christians around the world. To view a variety of nativity sets, visit OutdoorNativityStore.com. These nativities will hold up under the harshest weather conditions, snow, ice, and wind. The Outdoor Nativity Store, OutdoorNativityStore.com. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon. We've come to the end of the broadcast week, and that means Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a chance for you to participate a little in the broadcast by way of your vote, your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your post at our Facebook fan page voting for one of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play four soundbites for you. One from Sharif Girgis on dignitary harm versus free speech. Another from Pastor Peter Bender answering the question, am I a wise or a foolish virgin, a la Jesus parable of the 10 virgins. Soundbite number three is Pastor Will Whedon. Why do the Lutheran confessions and confessors cite the church fathers? And soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney responding to the common quip, we're electing a politician, not a pastor. We're going to play those for you, and then you're going to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and vote for one of them. Or send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. A tweet is a good way to vote as well. At issuesetc is our Twitter address. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it only goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from regular guest Sharif Girgis talking about the concept, the idea of dignitary harm versus free speech.
Yeah, I think this is something we're all going to be hearing a lot more of in the next couple of years. The Colorado Commission and lots of legal scholars on the left side of the spectrum have said, look, the only real argument that Colorado has is not material harm, because the couple can go down the street and get another cake. It's dignitary harm, which means to them the pain or the distress of being confronted with moral or religious ideas that you find deeply offensive. And, you know, we shouldn't deny that these interactions can be painful. They can be. But the First Amendment does not allow the government to interfere with speech to prevent people from being offended. Because if it did, that would basically gut the First Amendment. And the whole point of free speech protections is to make sure that you have the freedom to say things that other people want to stop you from saying because they're offended by them, because they go against the majority's orthodoxies.
That's soundbite number one, Sharif Girgis, dignitary harm and free speech. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is soundbite number two this week. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We were talking about Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins. Five were foolish, five were wise. How do you know which one you are?
The oil and the lamps. Oil is always about the Spirit. The Spirit is always about faith. Faith in Christ, the gift of the Spirit, trust in Him. Where does this come from? Not from ourselves. It comes from outside of ourselves. In that word, outside of ourselves. How do I know? I am baptized. I am baptized into Christ. He has clothed me with His righteousness. How do I know? He says to you, Todd, your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer. How do I know? I have received His body and blood. He has placed that into my mouth. This is how I know. This word outside of myself, that is the ground of certainty for me and for you and for all of us. That's how we know, and that's how the oil of the Spirit and faith remains kindled in our hearts.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender. Am I a wise or a foolish virgin according to Jesus' parable? If you'd like that one to be soundbite of the week, 623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from a recent conversation with Pastor Will Wheaton. We were talking about the church father Ambrose in the Lutheran Confessions. Began with the question, why do the Lutheran Confessions cite the church fathers?
So when the Lutheran Confessions were the Lutheran confessors were accused of innovating, and that was the big charge. You guys are doing something brand new. This is you're teaching stuff that is not the way the church has always taught this. You're wrong. The Lutheran confessors responded with, well, wait a cotton picking minute here. We'll show you where what we teach is in fact founded in the sacred scriptures. And to show you that we're not innovators, we'll show you from the writings of the fathers that they understood these things the exact same way that we do. And so this became a very important part of Lutheran confessions. And in many ways, the study of what we would call patristics today literally grows out of this back and forth between the Lutherans and Rome over which side the fathers are on. And, you know, the Lutherans did indeed study and delight in what they read in the fathers, because what they found there many times was a challenge to the way that the medieval Catholic Church had developed.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Will Wheaton. Why do the Lutheran confessors cite the church fathers? There's the answer. If you'd like the answer to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for soundbite number three. Send us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. When you vote via email or Twitter or at our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That's very important. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. He's responding to a common, all too common, saying, especially among Christians, when voting for, well, say, a guy like Roy Moore, we're electing a politician, not a pastor.
Yeah, I think we have plenty of biblical evidence that God does, in fact, expect secular authorities and earthly rulers to be righteous people. It's not just the unfaithful priests who get words of prophetic condemnation in the scriptures, but also the kings of Israel and also the kings of all the earth. So this notion that, well, we're not electing a pastor for this position, we got to disavow ourselves of this notion that God somehow has lower moral expectations of secular leaders than he does of clergy. And ultimately, what we ought to say, in that matter is that understanding the boundaries between the secular and the sacred, and understanding the two kingdoms, we're not going to come to a proper conclusion on what the role of the state is if we're using that distinction to justify voting for people that we would have condemned the other political side from voting for 5 seconds ago.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney responding to, we're electing a politician, not a pastor. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, our call-in number live this Friday afternoon for your vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote for that or any of the sound bites. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet with your vote at IssuesETC. We have left space at our Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Remember, tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This Christmas, bring your family and friends to experience a reenactment of the Christmas story and Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Enjoy a live nativity, warm drinks and cookies, and live music performed by student groups.
From 5 to 8 p.m. on December 22nd, come to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, to enjoy this Christmas experience for all ages.
Admission is free, and when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a custom piece of art made by our students.
For more information,
call 618-656-0044.
Merry Christmas!
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, Coordinator for Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. We'll give it away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our four soundbites laid out for you. Soundbite number one, Sharif Girgis on dignitary harm versus free speech. Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender answering the question of how you know whether you are a wise or a foolish virgin, a la Jesus' parable about the 10 virgins. Soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon on why the Lutheran Confessions cite the Church Fathers, or soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney responding to we're electing a politician, not a pastor. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to the phones to St. Charles, Missouri, where Steve is waiting on the line. Hi, Steve.
I am voting for Will Whedon, soundbite number three. His comment on patrician studies reminds us that we are connected to the one holy Christian and apostolic church, going right back to Christ and the apostles. It's important to remember we are part of one holy Christian and apostolic church.
Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Charles. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Matthew listens in Michigan. He says, I vote for Pastor Peter Bender. That would be soundbite number, what is that? Soundbite number two on wise and foolish virgins. Because the certainty that God gives us is our comfort and our solace at all times and separates Christians from all pagans. The devil wants to rob us of our certainty and has done a great job in most denominations. God preserve us from that. Matthew, thank you for your vote. Thanks for listening in Michigan, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Roberta in Riverside, California. Ah, Roberta, you have to wait. Let's go to Tessie in Illinois. Hi, Tessie.
Hi. I'm voting for number one because I think free speech for the Christian church, it's just very important at this point in time that we protect our free speech. It kind of undergirds our freedom of religion and the other freedoms in this country, and so that's why I'm voting for number one.
Tessie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. She's voting for soundbite number one, Sharif Girgis, dignitary harm and free speech. Now to Roberta in Riverside, California. For soundbite of the week this time, writes Roberta, I have chosen Pastor Peter Bender, soundbite number two. The Lord gave him the words to proclaim or share, if you will, his truth. As he said, baptism brings us into Christ's kingdom. The Holy Spirit, the oil, is then in our lamps. The bread and the wine are put in our mouths, and Christ's faith building continues. He teaches us that we need not fear, for he is with us always, and he's given us his righteousness. He gives us his armor to protect us, and most of all, he gives us his external word, the words of our pastor's sermons and the words of the Holy Scriptures. Pastor Bender's words are both clear and true. I commend him for making the truth so easy to see. Roberta in California, thank you very much for that vote as well. There's still plenty of time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, December the 8th, and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is one of the classic Arch books. These are little children's books that Concordia Publishing House has been cranking out for, well, it seems like about 100 years. I remember them from my childhood, so it's been a lot of years. The latest is called The Baby King. It's a Christmas book. This book is designed for children ages 5 through 9. It tells the biblical Christmas story as the fulfillment of the promises of the Old Testament. The Baby King, find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and order one or more of this Arch book, The Baby King. Alicia listens in Indiana. She says she's voting for soundbite number one, Sharif Girgis, on dignitary harm versus free speech. She says, Sharif Girgis, because I think he's right and well-spoken about it. We're going to be hearing more and more about this because within our vocations of citizen, it's good to have an understanding of our rights and the arguments supporting them, and because it addresses yet another indicator of the persecution we are told to expect as Christians. Another vote, this one from Arlington, Virginia. Virginia in Virginia votes for soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney. We're electing a politician, not a pastor. And he responds to that. She simply says, this is wisdom. That's a very good vote. It is apparently a tie between, let's see, number one, Sharif Girgis, dignitary harm and free speech, and soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, am I a wise or a foolish virgin? And I'm supposed to break the tie between the two of them. So I think what I'll do is I'll pick the one that probably gives us the most enduring comfort. It is important, by the way, that we defend our free speech and all the other freedoms that we've been so, that has been so graciously given to us by God and then recognized by good government. It's more important that we defend those rights for the sake of our neighbor, that our neighbor has those rights as well. But those things are only temporal. I think it's more important to have ultimately the comfort of knowing whether or not we will be there when Christ returns, waiting in faith or not. That's why I picked soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender. Am I a wise or a foolish virgin?
The oil in the lamps. Oil is always about the Spirit. The Spirit is always about faith. Faith in Christ, the gift of the Spirit, trust in Him. Where does this come from? Not from ourselves. It comes from outside of ourselves, in that word outside of ourselves. How do I know? I am baptized. I am baptized into Christ. He has clothed me with his righteousness. How do I know? He says to you, Todd, your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer. How do I know? I have received his body and blood. He has placed that into my mouth. This is how I know. This word outside of myself, that is the ground of certainty for me and for you and for all of us. That's how we know, and that's how the oil of the Spirit and faith remains kindled in our hearts.
That is soundbite number two, the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Peter Bender. How do I know if I'm a wise or a foolish virgin, according to your votes? The LPR bundle package, that goes to Roberta in Riverside, California. Thank you for your vote. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package. Folks, you can order an audio DVD of both of our Making the Case conferences this year. It includes teachings by Matt Harrison, Terry Mattingly, Peter Bender, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, Chris Rosebro, Mark and Molly Hemingway, Scott Murray, Jennifer Roback Morris, Rod Dreher, Brian Wolfmiller, and me. We'll send you a conference audio DVD for a recommended year-end donation of $300 to Issues, Etc. You can place your order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues, Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please make sure that you write DVD on the memo line of your check. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Almost 20 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on an audio DVD of the 2017 Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Next week on Issues Etc., it's part two of our teaching on the Christian life with Pastors Will Wheaton and Heath Curtis. We'll talk with Dr. Jeff Gibbs about Pope Francis' suggestion that we change some of the words of the Lord's Prayer, the petition, "Lead us not into temptation." And we'll discuss the Salvation Army with Dr. Alvin Schmidt. There is true comfort in knowing that what makes us wise is what God Himself has given us graciously through His bounty in Jesus Christ, saving faith in that same Savior. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.